Okay, this is the first one. Good afternoon. It's a great honor to be here with you to share the work that we're doing in our community. My office is located at the health department in public health, but I like to say, and I'm proud to say, that I work for the community, I work for the people in the community. We know, as has been said before, about the obesity epidemic. And one popular approach has been nutrition education at the school site. And we have been doing that, and we have been very successful doing that in our community. The community we're working in is a canal neighborhood in the San Rafael City in California. We have been working in two big schools, elementary schools, from the canal neighborhood. However, we have been very successful. We also, in the work that we've been doing, the nutrition education has been inserted in the curriculum. And we also have garden-based nutrition education. We have gardens at both schools. But there was, and the kids were learning a lot of stuff about nutrition, a lot of healthy habits. However, there was one piece missing. Children were not supported probably at school, at home. The healthy habits that were that they were learning at school, it wasn't supported at home and in the outside. So that missing piece was the parent education, parent outreach. 2 years ago, we started to notice this piece and to put it in place. So the missing piece were the parents. And we have very good outcomes on the children, but we wanted more. As you know, parents are a strong influence on the children's behaviors, on their lives. And a nutrition plan, a nutrition education plan without considering parents, was incomplete. So we decided to bring this on board. Of course, there are other important pieces in this puzzle, right? Such as mental health issues, housing, as you know, safety, food insecurity, social justice, health equity, immigration, and more other pieces that are important to put together if we want to have a really impact in the behavior drives the healthy behavior. Well, we find in those pieces probably it's not a problem. What is hard sometimes is to link them together, those pieces. That's the challenge. I want to introduce a concept. This is the food environment concept. This has helped us a lot to understand how we can work in our community. And you know, food is a unique component of life needed for our health and survival. Although the need is biological, we select our diets in the context of the social, economic, and cultural environment in which we live. What do we mean by food environment? What foods are available, the kind of food that are available in a given community? Where the foods are available, including the issues about transportation and how the people move to get that food. The price of food, also an important part of this concept. And finally, last but not least, advertising and promotion of food is part of this food environment. All these factors influence the choices we make when we go and purchase food. So all these factors taken together are referred as the food environment. Well, if the food environment is an important piece that affects everybody, including parents. So, you know, parental modeling is a key factor that affects child's food intake and physical activity. The best approach that we, this is something that we have been promoting in our program, Educating Parents, is a positive role model. As we all know, a high degree, or studies have shown, that a high degree of parental control equals a low self-control in children. So the positive role modeling, that is what we are enforcing or what we are promoting in our program about educating parents. Okay. What were the realities of the parents that we were working with? You see, after doing some research, we understood that there was a lack of usable information about nutrition. Many parents are busy, stressed, and overworked, usually working two jobs at the same time, making healthy cooking challenging. And cultural legacy foods sometimes, not a rule, but sometimes are unhealthy. We need alternatives or substitution strategies. And least but not last, many parents are not doing the right things themselves when it comes to physical activity and nutrition. This was the individual parents. Let's see what we found about the environment. These were the realities of the low-income food environment, and that is something that we found in our community. Underserved communities lack the healthy food options and safe places to play and exercise compared to more affluent communities. Food marketing and easy availability create a strong desire for unhealthy foods. And the cost of healthy foods can be a barrier to consumption. So we have about 2 years doing classes for parents in our community, and those classes include nutrition education and cooking classes. Actually, the cooking classes are cooking demos. We have provided them nice cookbooks with easy ideas and healthy. And what we focus in our classes is, besides the other stuff that I talked already, is consuming or eating local and fresh products, local and seasonal fruits and vegetables. And that's a great way in which we will engage parents. We notice also that when you invite the parents, they come with the children. And that's an excellent opportunity to teach both parents and children. So that's the way you see. This is a picture of one of the workshops that we provide, some monthly workshops in this community. And we also include some children from the workshop. We also include gardening classes in this. And a wonderful experience that we have had is that we partner with other agencies in the community, and we link together different topics with nutrition. For example, a walk in the park, we partner with an agency called Wild Care, and they provide like a walk in the trail. And while they're walking, the facilitator finds a raspberry, and that we connect that to nature and to physical activity, to nutrition. And we've been very successful linking other partners. We also partner, or we've been doing some media, like radio and TV. Radio and TV are excellent tools to be used to change the food environment. And we have partnered with some radio. This is Marisol Muñoz from Nuestros Niños, a radio program. We have worked together. She has been invited to my classes. I have been invited to talk in her radio show. It airs in the whole Bay Area. She usually talks about health topics, and nutrition is one of the most important topics. This is, well, everybody knows this red guy right here. And of course, when you talk to children sometimes, probably they won't listen but to you, but they will listen to someone like Elmo, right? And if Elmo talks about being physically active and eating more fruit and vegetables, that's the way to go. there's an initiative in our county from the Novato College Access to do a local similar show. Probably this guy is very popular. This one probably is not. that's a puppet show that the Novato Public Access is trying to do a program and to teach children about cooking healthy, right? But cooking with their family. That's the goal. Cooking with family and having fun. What are our next steps? We have to continue. We are going to continue with our nutrition and consumer education classes for families. And we are currently identifying areas of improvement in the food environment in our community. And we have started to work with families, community agencies, and retail stores to make this improvement happen. The food environment must be changed to facilitate more healthful eating and activity. But the movement to transform the food environment is in its infancy right now. So that's something that for us is also a work in progress. But we're doing the first step. We're taking the first step here by gathering bringing the right people to the table. As a conclusion, I can say that creating food environments that motivate and support individuals to follow nutrition recommendations should make it easier to achieve long-term, broad-based improvement in eating trends. And what we have learned is that community participation is really important. But the challenge is to take the first step. That's what we try to do, and bring the right people to the table. That's my contact information. If you need more information, you can send me an email. Call me, 724. I would like to say that when there is a will, there is a way. Si se puede. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar.
Is that the right one?